With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Thousands of people flocked to the National Mall yesterday to demonstrate on behalf of Israel.
Supporters of Israel gathered by the tens of thousands on the National Mall under heavy security, voicing solidarity in the fight against Hamas and crying never again. The March for Israel offered a bipartisan endorsement of Israel as criticism has intensified over the offensive in Gaza set off by the bloody October 7th Hamas attack. Speakers at the rally included congressional leaders and Israel's president. Norman Hall, Washington.
In Gaza today, the Israeli army surrounded Shifa Hospital as part of its ground offensive. Israeli authorities claim Hamas conceals military operations in the hospital. It's a claim denied by Hamas. But with hundreds of patients inside, the Israeli military has refrained from entering. Israel said its forces were carrying out a precise and targeted operation there against Hamas. Also at SRNnews.com, the House overwhelmingly passed a funding bill that would prevent a government shutdown later this week.
On this vote, the yeas are 336, the nays are 95.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when hard-right conservatives revolted against his plan.
This was a very important first step to get us to the next stage so that we can change how Washington works.
The government budget bill now goes to the Senate. Things got heated on Capitol Hill yesterday during a congressional hearing where a fight nearly broke out. GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen got into an angry confrontation with the Teamsters president before Senator Bernie Sanders intervened.
You challenged me to a cage match, like a 12-year-old schoolyard bully.
Excuse me.
I will say exactly.
Senator Mullen, I have the mic. You have questions on any economic issues, anything that said, go for it. We're not here to talk about physical abuse.
There was no physical altercation. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in Finland.
A politician and a clergyman have been acquitted for a second time in a hate speech case. Päivi Räsänen and Bishop Juhana Puhola were hauled up on charges for pointing out that the Bible condemns homosexuality. They were first acquitted in 2022, but the government appealed to the Helsinki Court of Appeal, which has just delivered a not guilty verdict. The duo were represented by Alliance Defending Freedom International. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise around the globe, a coalition of Jewish groups is putting together a virtual reality project that will tell the story of Kristallnacht. The Nazi attacks on Jewish businesses and homes in 1938 will be portrayed in a high-tech presentation designed to help people everywhere understand what it was like. During Kristallnacht, nearly 100 Jews were murdered and more than 1,400 synagogues were burned across Germany and Austria. This is SRN News. Americans are changing the way they're spending money, especially when it comes to home improvement projects.
It turns out Americans are focusing on smaller, less expensive projects at home, a change from several years ago when we were taking on major renovations, say the experts. Why? Well, we're more closely watching where we spend our money now as costs rise. And Home Depot sales are sliding as Americans wrestle with persistent inflation. But don't worry about Home Depot. Although revenue is down, they made $37 billion last quarter. I'm Rita Foley.
And Target is reporting better than expected profits for its fiscal third quarter, but the discount retailer is still facing a sales slowdown, a surge in prices for food and household essentials, although easing, has been taking a bigger chunk out of consumers' paychecks. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.